This is a story I've been wanting to tell for 2 years. When the movie Carol was shot here 2 years ago, the local actors and participants were told not to talk to the media about the Cate Blanchett film directed by Todd Haynes. Believe me, I tried, but nobody wanted to talk or jeopardize their role in the film. So finally, tonight, I'm thrilled to have two people who played key roles in the film. Actor Kevin Crowley, who played the attorney for Carol, Cate Blanchett's character. You've also seen him in such movies as The Fugitive, Backdraft, Major League Two, and on TV and everything from CSI and Without a Trace and Army Wise and Murphy Brown, Drew Carey, Malcolm in the Middle.
Sounds impressive when you say it, John.
And even The Boys Are Back, where we first met when you were doing a CBS sitcom.
That's right.
Also with us is D. Lynn Myers, the local casting director for Carol, as well as also casting director for Don Cheadle's Miles Ahead, Mariah Carey's A Christmas Melody, Jessica Biel's A Kind of Murder, Nick Jonas's Goat, The Shawshank Redemption. She's plenty busy, but when she's not doing that, she's producing artistic director of the Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Kevin, tell me about your role. Let's start there with your role in the film Carol.
I play Cate Blanchett's lawyer, Fred Hames. I had essentially two scenes. One scene, just she and I, where I notify her that her husband is seeking a divorce because of her immoral behavior. So that was very exciting. It was basically an eight-hour day, about five pages of the script. And it was a little surreal. I mean, she had just won the Academy Award for the Woody Allen film. And a week later, she's in town and I'm standing next to her. And I couldn't quite understand why. It was a little out of body. But she is a consummate professional. It was like playing tennis with Roger Federer. It was really, you got to have your A game on. And it was probably one of the biggest thrills of my life. So,
where did you shoot the scene?
We shot it at one of the judges' chambers over on 8th and was that Broadway, block down from Arnold's there. So we just used one of the chambers up in there as my office.
Lynn, when did you get involved? Filming started here in March of 2014.
Right.
It was a snowy day. And
it was
Christmas.
It was great that it was snowing. It was such a great surprise. Not expected.
They were buying a Christmas tree,
right? That's
right.
It couldn't have been more perfect. It was a perfect way to start a great film. And I think I met with the folks late summer and then ended up starting casting actually just before Christmas. So I started casting in December and then we started shooting in March.
At that point, did you know who the principals were and then you had to fill in the roles around
most
them?
Of them. They came knowing pretty much who was going to be playing these major roles. For the most part, there were a few that they filled in later on, but they were very clear about wanting to cast as much of the film here as they possibly could. And what a great director Todd Haynes is. He knows what he wants, and he was, I thought, extraordinarily generous in working with actors to get the performance in the audition that he knew he could get on the day of the shoot.
So you were meeting with Haynes October, November, December, well
in advance?
We were
communicating and also with Laura Rosenthal, who was the principal's casting director, who was terrific. So they would stay in touch and let me know who was set and then what roles we were looking for. And then when I started to see people, we'd put together tape sites. But unlike a lot of directors, actually Todd Haynes wanted to meet as many people in person as possible. And I really give him great credit for that because taped auditions are convenient, but it's nothing like getting to know the person you're going to work with.
And you said Todd wanted a lot of local casting.
Yes, is
that,
very
you've
much.
Done many films. Is that unusual?
He, I think, is an extraordinary director. And I think he had an extraordinarily clear vision of exactly what he wanted. For example, the role that Kevin played, he had described him. He articulated what he wanted. And Kevin walked in the door and that was that. And actually, he had to come back a couple times because Todd worked with everybody a couple times. But no, I think that the filmmakers that come to Cincinnati want to hire local talent. Certainly, Todd Haynes is just a great example of a great director. And that's a joy to work for.
Talk a little bit about your auditioning process then, or your training process with Todd.
Well, I mean, initially there was a tape audition, which I did at the Film Commission with Lynn. And at the time I was working a temporary job for UPS. So after I had to get out of my suit and get in my UPS monkey suit and go off and deliver packages. But several months later, then Todd came into town and we were in the crew tower. Mm-hmm. And at that point, he was kind of mixing and matching. He was trying out the second scene that we did, which is myself and an actor from Cleveland who plays Kyle Chandler's lawyer. And so I would sit in the room and I would play the part that I originally got and somebody would play Kyle Chandler's lawyer. And then we'd switch. And then he'd bring in other people. And that's not unusual. A lot of directors do that. a lot of the time I was staying in the room. And so he and I were just kind of chit-chatting. And Lynn's right, he couldn't be a nicer guy. On film set, really, everybody takes their cue from the director, and he was completely in charge. And there's a great article in New York Times about how he does these image books mm-hmm. whenever he shoots. It's not a storybook, it's an image book. So he has 800 photographs of what he wants New York 1950s to look like. And he shared it with the actors, and mm-hmm. it's, you know, he comes very prepared.
Well, you talked about his vision. I mean, yes. he came here, and with Kristen Erman's Schlottman's help at the Film Commission, he could see 1952 New York in this city, mm-hmm. whereas he didn't see it somewhere else, right?
Right, and to Kristen's great credit, who is, I mean, she is a powerhouse, a rock star about selling this city. And she knew exactly where to take Todd and his producer when they came to town, where to have them walk, where to have them look. And, you know, within a half hour, it was here. So she knows this town inside out. And this town has an awful lot to offer, enormous variety. When you think about the variety of films that have been shot here in the last couple years, you can see they're very different films. They're not all 1950s New York. But Todd could see it. He knew that he wanted a lot of external shots. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of street scenes. There's a lot of, car scenes. And, you know, you needed those sort of undemolished exteriors. You needed these pristine things that still look the way they should. So I'm glad the city's preserved it and that Todd chose to do this beautiful film here.
Maybe this is a dumb question, but early on, before the cameras even rolled, did you have a feeling that this is something special?
I can personally say absolutely.
I did too, yeah.
I don't think I felt about a film script since Shawshank Redemption like I felt about Carol.
It was on the page, and also knowing the powerhouse that Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara sure. and the subject matter at this time, right. It just seemed like the stars aligned. And I'm really disappointed it wasn't nominated for Best Picture, mm-hmm. and more so that he wasn't nominated. He certainly
Agreed.
Deserved it.
I was going to ask that question. I mean, he was up for some of the other in
It's on everybody's best yeah. list. I don't know. It's something's going on.
It's completely mind blowing to
it
me.
Is.
I mean, it
mm-hmm.
really is shocking. Yep. In that he is magnificent,
yeah.
and he created a magnificent piece mm-hmm. of work, and it's yeah. so encapsulated yeah. in that vision that he started with day one.
Our best hope now, I hope that Ed, who's the cinematographer for it, again, mm-hmm. this is shot on 16 millimeter, and this is so unusual. Everything is shot on digital now, and when I would get up and, you know, in between takes and watch the playback, I mean, the depth of field of this is so beautiful. You've seen it, obviously, and hopefully most of the listeners have as well, but and the way it's set, with the cars and the costumes, it is transformative. Since you'll recognize Cincinnati, oh, there's Eden Park and that, but you are squarely in 1950s New York.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was brilliant the way he mixed and matched buildings. You know, you used the exterior of old Shillitoe.
Oh, sure,
sure.
The toy store is really Oskamp and Olding a couple blocks mm-hmm. away.
Yeah. Right.
The elevator in the building is actually over at Crewe Tower.
Sure, sure.
And then when she comes out onto Ray Street, mm-hmm. it's a different backdrop.
Yep. I mean,
absolutely.
So it was just brilliant how yeah. he got exactly yep. what he wanted it to look.
And yep. he has that vision and the cinematographer. I mean, the way this thing is shot, it is a piece of art.
You talked about doing scenes with Kate. I'm TV guy. So
I can call her Kate, John. I was in the room. I'm kidding.
But my point is, I'm TV guy. I don't understand these awards. I just thought it was a stunning performance. And I don't understand why she's not gotten any kind of love in any of the awards.
I don't know. The acting side, I mean, it's Leonardo DiCaprio is very good in The Revenant. I mean, I thought Tom Hardy was better in that movie, frankly. So the acting side of things, I'm not really sure how that works. And she got her award last year.
She won last year.
So, yeah, they're not going to. It's arbitrary, and there's so much politics involved. It's hard to say. But
Lynn, in your casting, you mm-hmm. also do the extras, too?
Mm-hmm. I oversee those, yes. So I hire the folks to do the extra casting, and then I have an eye in all of that as well. So on this movie, for example, on Carol, all the extras, all the women had to have their hair cut in a 50s style. The men, we had to make sure we could fit into the vintage clothing because there was nothing fake about this movie.
Well, that's, Sandy Powell, I mean, who costumed this, she has like a dozen Oscars already.
Just magnificent work. And, you know, when they say to me, we need 7 men and they need to fit a size 38 regular suit, you know, and they need to look like 19. So yes, it was a joy. And Chenny Chen was the lead on the extras casting and did a great job along with some associates from Dory Branch and Ben Renan. So
and you've been involved with a number of films. The point I wanted to get to was when the film commission says, hey, announces a film and we need extras. I mean, are you getting hundreds of that? I mean, are you getting more and more because there's more and more films?
Yes, and that's good news. And it's really good news. And the people interested in auditioning for a movie should do that. And for the Marauders open call, we had 1,650 people show up on a nice sunny Monday afternoon. But, you know, a lot of them got used, probably over 500 people.
Are they coming from beyond Cincinnati?
They're coming from way beyond Cincinnati. And not just for day player roles or speaking roles, but the tri-state. You know, we had people driving down from Cleveland and up from Louisville and Lexington and all over just to do background and extras work. And I shouldn't say just, because if you look at a movie like Carol,
it's integral.
Oh,
it's
my gosh. Yeah. I mean, the way the people cross the streets in the early, one of the earliest shots when you see this couple crossing the street, it set the tone for the film.
Lynn, Kevin, thanks for joining me tonight.
Thank you, John.
Carol is nominated in 6 categories at the 88th Academy Awards, broadcast next Sunday on ABC. Cate Blanchett is among the best actress nominees, and Rooney Mara is among the supporting actresses. Plus, it's up for cinematography, costume design, original score, and adapted screenplay. I'd like to thank my guests again, casting director Lynn Myers and actor Kevin Crowley. You'll find a link on our website, WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm John Kieswetter.
Dearest, there are no accidents, and no explanation I offer will satisfy you.
I like that.
You seek resolutions because you're young. But you will understand this one day.